This month, I'm very pleased to have Shelley Lynn Hughes as my special guest. Shelley has been actively involved in the health and fitness industry for about 13 years. She is a founding partner and marketing director for both Vista Magazine and Vista Publishing. Shelley is a motivational speaker and has a regular advice column in Vista called Ask Shelley. She holds the title of Miss BC 2001 in lightweight bodybuilding and also runs a very busy and successful personal training company. Shelley is a member of the Sports Nutrition Advisory Council for the Canadian Health Food Association and actively competes on the international athletic stage in the Miss Galaxy Nova Series. Thanks for helping us start out the new year, Shelley, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update.
Oh, thanks for having me here, Corey.
Let's talk about training and exercise as a woman in this exciting new era and information age. Can you give us some reasons why a woman should work out?
Well, there's many reasons why women should work out. First and foremost, I'd like to say that the reason why a woman should work out is for their health. Of course, we all want to look good. I love it, looking good, but I think the most important thing is being healthy from the inside and out. And I don't believe that we can be healthy without weight training or cardiovascular training, stretching, or emotional health as well. So I figure that with all of those, a woman really should work out for the health benefits.
So women today, when they go into the gym, what are they thinking about? What's in the mind of a woman?
From my experience and my clients and gyms that I worked in before, the first reason why they come in, I think, is because they want to lose fat. I try to change their idea with that, though, because if that's their main focus, I think they lose track really quickly because it does take some time. Fat loss is great, but I like to focus more so on what's happening on the inside, and the fat loss will come. It's kind of like the cherry on top. You know, if you do weight training, you're going to build muscle, and that should be the main focus. It shouldn't be, well, I'm only here to lose fat. There's more to it than that.
So what, fitness, total fitness should be more a positive objective in their mind?
Yeah, total fitness, all-around well-being, which of course that brings in some more things like psychological, emotional, spiritual, physiological as well. So I like to have a more balanced approach to it, and you shouldn't just be going to the gym for one reason, and meaning fat loss.
Right, that's certainly a primary driving force behind training, even for some of the guys.
Oh, definitely. Some of the guys, they come in and they just want to build muscle, look good. But there's more to it than just looking good. I actually know some bodybuilders that look really great, but inside, they're probably not as healthy. They are probably healthier on, they look better than what they actually are.
So as a personal trainer, you must meet all kinds of different people from a great variety of backgrounds. What kind of obstacles do some of your clients have when they first start trying to get in shape?
I think patience is a big obstacle a lot of them face. They figure that if they're in the gym, you know, for 6 weeks or 8 weeks, that their body should be at 100% again after years and years of damaging it, meaning eating not healthy food, eating processed food and not whole foods, not drinking water and drinking coffee. And I think that they figure that 6 weeks and they should be, you know, healthy again. So that's a really big thing, is patience. Another obstacle they face is maybe, for instance, if they have cardiovascular problems. With my clientele, I have to, you know, check to see how their cardio exercise is first and foremost. So I get them to wear a heart rate monitor so I can guide them along and I can see what's happening on the inside and out.
You get a really good perspective as a personal trainer with the person's heart and soul.
Exactly. Yeah. There's more to it than just, you know, coming into the gym. I like to look at it spiritually as well and motivate them. Motivation is also a big obstacle that they face just coming to the gym. They usually are good once they get there. Once they get there and after the workout, they always say, Shelley, that was so great. I'm so glad I came in. You motivate me to come in here. It takes a while to get them in, but once they're there a couple days a week, you know, they've learned to really enjoy it and appreciate how their body feels afterwards. So motivation is another big one, too.
That's a big reason why people actually hire personal trainers, right?
Exactly.
To get motivated.
Exactly. I've got one client who, she looks fantastic. She's in great shape inside and out, emotionally, physically. She's in fantastic shape. And I was trying to say to her, she doesn't need me 3 days a week anymore, that she's probably good with only 1 day a week just to keep the motivation up. And she says, no, Shelley, I need you here 3 days a week because you're my motivator. You're the one who inspires me to continue with my healthy eating, healthy weight training and cardiovascular exercise. She feels she can't do it on her own, even though I know she can, and anybody can.
So no matter what level you're at, mm-hmm. personal training assistance is an advantage.
Most definitely. I've got people that have more knowledge than I do, and I actually go to them to help me with some of my diet, nutrition, some of my strength training, if I'm learning new plyometrics, myself. So even myself as a trainer, I still get guidance from other people who have got more knowledge than myself. So whether you're at a beginner level or an advanced level, you can always learn from someone on the outside.
Now, what about your own personal training regime? Talk to us about the kinds of things that you do to stay in such obvious, fabulous shape.
I try to do another balanced approach with myself. And if I do the same regime all the time, my body will plateau. And being an athlete, you never want to plateau. And if you have hit a plateau, what you want to do is change your program around. So with myself, being a fitness competitor and an obstacle course competitor, what I do is I change my program, whereas maybe 1 week I'll do heavy training, so heavy weight training, so which means heavy weight, maybe 3 sets, 8 to 10 reps or 6 to 8 reps. The week after that, I might do 20 reps for exercise and light weight. So when I don't want to hit a plateau. Cardiovascular training as well. 1 week I might do wind sprints. The next week I might do maybe some endurance training. I might run one day, or you never know, I might go outside and run, do some trail running. I find that's also very therapeutic for myself. Plyometrics, I like to do, run stadium stairs. So as you can tell, Corey, my training's all over the place. I think that if I just stuck to one thing, first, it would get boring. And secondly, my body wouldn't develop. It wouldn't keep developing. So yeah, mine's balanced. I'm all over the place.
And you've kind of discovered what kind of fits into your system, what makes you feel good, what makes you thrive, just by doing it, I guess, over the years.
Because I've been doing it for so many years now, you really get to know your body, what it needs, and when it needs rest as well. And rest time for me is active rest. I'll go for a walk, still always keeping my body moving, my joints, tendons, and ligaments happy. So knowing rest time as well. But yeah, you just get to know your body. And I find that I always find a way to better myself. But I do have downtimes as well. And a little bit of rest actually pushes me harder when I come back to it.
So lots of variety.
Mm-hmm.
You've got intensity in your training.
Very intense.
Sounds like you vary that. I guess mm-hmm. that's the concept of periodization.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds also like you're very, very fit. You don't just look good, but you're fit inside as well.
I think, yeah, I'm very fit, healthy. That's actually been one of the things over the years that I've learned myself emotionally, is that when I first started weight training or working out with weights, lifting weights, I was more focused on what was happening on the outside rather than what was happening on the inside. And now, I'm so happy that I'm an athlete. I really don't think I was an athlete before. It's just been in the last 2-3 years that I've changed, the outlook on fitness and health and what I want my body to be. And I would rather be an athlete first. And, I think that what I look like on the outside is second. And I'm really happy with the changes that I have made over the years to appreciate being healthy on the inside.
Yeah, you've got a great attitude, Shelley. Now, the Miss Galaxy Nova series, not everyone knows about that. That sounds really interesting. What's that all about and where does it take place?
The Galaxy Nova series is for women and men and children. And it's a really exciting fitness competition, much different than what most that you hear about, like that you see on TV. The Galaxy Nova is a military-style obstacle course. So we're doing a lot of what Navy SEALs do, climbing 10-foot walls, doing hurdles, climbing a cargo net, running through tires and whatnot. So for a regular fitness competitor, they don't really do this. They dance on stage and do flips and turns and whatnot, and I respect that as well. But this is more something where you have to, you know, run like a guy, but you have to look like a girl. And that's the 50% of it is the obstacle course. So it's a lot of coordination, speed, power, quickness, agility. The other 50% is a physique round, which I enjoy as well. And you are wearing a bikini and you are wearing heels, and that's kind of fun too. So that's the part where you have to look like a girl. And it's very exciting because at my age and where I am in my life and my friends as well, being an athlete isn't the forefront. Looking good is. And I kind of like that there's a hard side of it, and the hard side is the military style obstacle course. So it's very fun. It's held in many different places across the U.S. There's none in Canada at this point. But the ones that I've competed in was in Phoenix, Arizona, and the other one was in Plano, Texas. And there's approximately between, say, 60 and 130 girls at each competition, so it's quite large.
Lots of participation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's functional fitness. You have to transfer your training in the gym onto that field, more or less.
Exactly. So my training outside, I'm not really in the gym when I'm actually training for the Galaxy Nova. Where I am is actually out on a field. You know, I'm doing hurdles, I'm doing wind sprints, I'm doing stadium stairs. And I do a lot of my own body weight as well, because I have to pull myself over the hurdles. I don't really need the heavy weight training. I need to be able to work with my own body weight. So part of my training consists of a lot of pull-ups, a lot of dips and a lot of push-ups, and, you know, going over fences and that type of thing, and speed. So my sprints are a huge thing.
So your training varies throughout the year?
Varies throughout the year, yeah. I won't do wind sprints every day, but at this time of year, I'll do it maybe once a week. Whereas before a competition, I'm probably doing wind sprints 5 days a week. So it does vary throughout the year, definitely.
Fascinating. You're obviously very dedicated. I guess a lot of people need to learn more about that other side of fitness and activity, not just pumping iron in the gym, but stretching, getting into interval training, mm-hmm. getting outside, doing some sprinting.
Yeah, I would say that people need to vary their workouts. I hear so many of my clients coming to me, or new clients coming to me and telling me they joined a gym and they've been working out for the past year or two and they're not seeing any changes anymore. And I ask them about their program and they say, well, I've been doing the same thing for a year now. And no one's ever told them that they have to actually change their program, mix it up a little bit, do light reps, heavy reps, go for a run, do some interval training, use a heart rate monitor. Your heart is telling you where you're at. So use a heart rate monitor, vary it up. If we keep doing the same thing over and over again, I always wonder, if it's not working, why continue doing it? So as soon as you start seeing changes, I tell everyone, you know, change what you're doing. If it's not working, change it.
Now let's talk about Vista Magazine. How did the magazine get started, and what is your vision for the future?
Vista Magazine is such a fantastic, successful story. Trent Nellis, my partner, and also my fiance, him and I and our old partner, he isn't with us anymore, Aaron Tews, started the magazine up, it's got to be just over 5 years ago now. And the funny story about it was that we started the magazine on Aaron's bed, and we had these ideas in our head, and it was called VISTA, is an acronym for Vancouver Island Strength Training Associates. And we started on the bed, and it just was an idea that popped into our head, and it was a very small publication, the very first one. It was only 5,000 copies, and it was only 12 pages. That's it. So it was very small. And we got the magazine back from the printer. We were so excited. We gave it to all of our friends, and it was distributed in Victoria, BC. A month later, we got such a good response from the people who had read it that we had to go bigger. So the next issue was 30,000 copies. So we added another 25,000 in a matter of a month, just from the response from the people who had picked it up over the month. Now, 5 years later, Vista is now in over 1,000 health food stores across Canada. We have over 100,000 copies and approximately 300,000 readers every 2 months. So we're very excited about the success that we've had and how many lives we've helped with it.
That's wonderful. That's great. Now, if somebody wants to get a hold of the magazine, for example, a consumer, they're going to go into a health food store or maybe a fitness facility to find Vista?
Most of the health food stores across Canada carry Vista magazine. It's a free magazine. So what you do is you can just walk into any health food store and just say you're looking to pick up, you know, a copy of Vista, and they'll give it to you for free. So you don't even have to pay for it. We want everyone to get healthy. And there is something in there for everyone, whether you're a child, you know, and your mom reads you something out of there, or something that you can change in your child's diet. Or there's something for, you know, an 85-year-old person. So it varies. Very eclectic.
And what's the major theme of the magazine? Is it mostly fitness? Is it mostly health food or supplements?
It's very eclectic. And because Trent and I, we wanted the magazine so that it was built on balance again. A balance. So it's very, there's a lot of whole food articles in there, a lot of supplementation, because we believe firmly in supplementation. And there's a lot of fitness and activity in there. Trent and I feel that you can't have health without balance, and without whole foods, without supplementation, and without fitness and spiritual and emotional health, you can't be healthy. So it's very eclectic.
Yeah, it's a dynamite magazine. Now, who are some of your regular writers, and what makes Vista different from some of the other health and fitness magazines out there?
We've got great writers in Vista. We've got so many. We've got Dr. Michael Colgan, who you've interviewed before, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I look up to him. He's fantastic. We've got Dr. Michael Colgan. We have Corey Hawley. We have you writing for
Who's
us.
Who's that?
Corey Hawley, one of my favorites. Let's see. And Dr. Terry Willard writes for us, the herbalist.
Yeah, he's great. He's actually one of the first I ever heard give a seminar, and I started taking some of his correspondence courses years and years ago. He's been in the industry for like decades.
For years. I believe he won an award as well.
He's a Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Hall of Famer for the Canadian Health Food Association.
Yeah.
He's fantastic. We've got Terry Wheeler. We've got Rosemary Pierce, who is a pharmacist as well, a holistic pharmacist, actually. And I believe she owns a store in Calgary.
So she's giving a sort of a perspective from a pharmaceutical point of view, but into holistic medicine.
Exactly. Yeah, she's fantastic. We have so many fantastic writers. We've got Dr. Stefan Kaprowski as well from EcoMed Wellness Spa.
Yeah, he's a naturopath, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a naturopath. He's fantastic. And we also have a new writer in the magazine, Tracy Hawley, and she's doing one for us called Recipe for Health.
Ah.
You know Tracy, don't you?
I've heard her name mentioned a few times here and there. Yeah, that's great. She's looking forward to that wonderful opportunity. So, yeah, real eclectic, wide variety of writing,
mm-hmm.
and that's addressing fitness, sports nutrition, and this so-called balance that you're speaking to.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of the reasons why I enjoy reading the magazine, because you're getting insight on a particular topic from, say, a naturopath or a pharmacist or a sport nutrition expert or somebody, maybe a CEO who manufactures the products.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real nice balance, something for everybody. Now, Vista is obviously a great educational tool and provides an excellent, well-researched variety of articles that discuss the benefits of using sports supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And after all, the health industry, part of the name of the game is to move these products out the door and get people onto health products. Now, What are some of your favorite products, some of your favorite supplements that you use?
On a regular basis? I use so many different supplements. I'm taking a lot of vitamins in a day. You should see my counter. It is like full. The supplements I take, I've got some main ones. One of them in particular is protein powder. And actually, Corey, you originally got me on protein powder about 5 or 6 years, probably 6 years ago now. And I went to a lecture of yours before we even met. And ever since then, I've been taking it religiously every single day of my life.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. Anyone can take protein powder, whether you're a athlete or if you're a senior citizen, or if you're someone who is going to work in the day and don't have time to pack a huge lunch with you and you're in a hurry. So protein powder is a big one for me. I also take calcium, magnesium complex I take together. I also take vitamin C. I won't go a day without my vitamin C. Let's see, L-glutamine. I'm trying to think. I take so many. A multivitamin always. I also take an extra mineral vitamin as well. So as you can see, Corey, I take a lot of supplements, but I can't imagine being healthy without them.
Well, I know one of your advertisers produces a real nice colostrum product, and I think you're probably using some of that, aren't you?
I do. I actually use it's Sequel.
Oh, yes.
Sequel
the name
colostrum.
Brand.
Yes. Yeah, that's the name brand that I do use. And Sequel, not only do I take it in the lozenger form, but I also take it, use it as a cream. Sequel has got a cream that I use, and I use that. It's supposed to be meant for only your face and neck. But being a fitness competitor and having to look good on stage in a bikini, I use the cream all over my body, on my legs, and I notice a big difference with lines and whatnot, and it just gives your whole body a whole healthy appearance. Another big supplement I use is different oils, too. I use two different ones, flax oil, and I also use Udo's oil, which I'm sure you've heard of Udo's oil before. Udo's oil is a mixture of omega-6s and omega-3s. And I like to change those back and forth. Maybe for a week I'll use flax oil. The next week I'll use the Udo's oil and balance them out as well. And I notice a big difference with my skin and how I heal after training with the oil.
So a lot of the products that you're using, they have both performance advantage virtues and they also enter into your chemistry and support your immune system.
Exactly. And I find that a lot of athletes, they're thinking about performance only. So they're looking at their supplements and saying, how is this going to help me perform as far as being a quicker athlete or a better bodybuilder? But what they don't look at is the big picture. And the big picture is like the oils and your calcium, magnesium and whatnot. The big picture is you want to be healthy everywhere. The joints, you know, you want to be healthy. Tendons, ligaments, heart. If you're not healthy everywhere, it's still going to bring down your athletic performance. And I think sometimes that with athletes and bodybuilders, they don't look at the big picture. They're just looking at the short term.
Mostly focused on performance only as opposed to inner health.
Exactly. And inner health is so important to be a top level athlete. And I think some of the best athletes are learning this now. And the future is changing because we're becoming more knowledgeable and seeing to be a top athlete, you have to be healthy internally and externally. You can't just focus just on performance.
Now, you know that there's two camps. You've got the athletic camp that doesn't really know a lot about nutrition. Then you got the health food camp that knows a lot about health food, but not a lot about exercise.
Yeah.
And what I've seen is that a lot of personal trainers that are certified, they don't seem to know a lot about the science of nutrition. Now, why is that?
I think because, unfortunately, the trainers are taught that the only guideline to follow for nutrition is the Canada Food Guide or the American Food Guide, which, as you know, Corey, which you've taught me this, we can't, to have optimal health, we shouldn't be following that pyramid, the food guide pyramid. And unfortunately, that's what they train us, is that that's the only one to follow and that's the only thing we should be telling our clients. But times are changing, and we're starting to see that the Canada Food Guide isn't bettering our health. It's making us fatter, and it's making Canadians fatter and Americans fatter. And I think with the knowledge that's coming out, trainers are learning that we need to take a different approach, and we need to take another approach of getting educated on the facts, you know, how protein is going to help you, how supplementation is going to help you, how it's going to help your clients out. And we're learning. And as you know, knowledge is power. And the more we educate ourselves, the more we can help our clients out and our family and friends as well.
So what are some of the things that you look for when you're analyzing your client's diet? What do you suggest to your client to take before training or to eat during the day?
One of the big things I find is that people, well, my clientele anyways, is they don't, first and foremost, they don't eat enough food. They think that if they're going to eat, they're going to get fat or they're going to put on weight. And that's just not so. It's what they're eating is what's making them heavier or fatter, I should say, putting on body fat. So that's a big one that I find. Another huge one I find is water. I mean, that's the first thing I look at with my clients is how much water are you drinking a day? And generally, they're not even drinking a cup a day of water. And you can't survive off that. And they're chronically dehydrated. So that's a really big one is water. Simple things. So eating more water, you know, what they're consuming for carbohydrates, you know, simple versus complex carbohydrates, fibrous. And so I really take a look at the carb factor, what type of proteins they're having, how much fat. Everyone's afraid of fat, but if you get the right fats, it's going to help you if you get the bad fats. Obviously, it's not going to help you. And so that's a big one I look at as well. Sugar, too. Oh, they're all addicted to sugar.
Everywhere, isn't it?
It's everywhere. And once they start looking at packages, like I say, first and foremost, look at the packaged food. Generally, pick it up from a shelf in a grocery store. Generally, that's going to be one of your first ingredients on there, if not in the top three. And once I start teaching them this and they start seeing it for themselves, they do have a change of ways. It takes a little bit of time and reinforcement. But once I educate them, they do come through.
Now, you're a champion bodybuilder. So what do you say in response to women that are very critical of weight training? They think that weight training is going to sort of bulk them up and they don't do that. So you see a lot of aerobic queens or women who just kind of stay away from the weights. Mm-hmm. What's your response to that?
Well, generally, you know what I do, Corey? This is going to sound so funny, but I've got pictures of myself that I've shown my clients before if they're afraid of weight training. And I also ask them, you know, how they feel about myself. Like, I get them to look at me, and I'm 125 pounds. You know, I'm probably maybe 16% body fat. And I ask them what they think about my appearance and how they look at my bodybuilding pictures and whatnot. And generally, they appreciate it. And because I've never taken any steroids and whatnot, I'm all natural, that they respect it. So I explained to them that you cannot put on a whole bunch of muscle, like a bodybuilder that you see on stage. Generally, the ones that you see at a high level are taking steroids or those type of drugs to enhance their muscle size. It's just not possible for women to put on that type of size without using steroids. So I explained to them that if we can put up more fat onto their, or sorry, less fat on their body, more muscle, then they're going to be able to eat more calories. They're going to be able to burn more fat, and they're just going to become a leaner, healthier person. So once I explain to them that building more muscle will burn more fat, they're usually open to the idea of lifting weights and even lifting heavier weights.
So what's your dietary approach like when you train for a bodybuilding show compared to Miss Galaxy?
They're similar, except for with the Galaxy competition, because I need to have endurance, I need to have a lot more energy because of the wind sprints and whatnot, and I'm burning a lot more calories. I do take in more carbohydrates in a day and more calories as well. With the bodybuilding, my whole focus was losing fat and looking good. I didn't have to be athletic. I didn't have to have energy even. But with the Galaxy, I have to be quick, fast. I've got to be one of the quickest runners out there. And I'm competing against Olympic trial athletes, USA collegiate athletes, you know, NCAAs. So the level of performance has to be quite high. So my diet, I do consume still, you know, a lot of protein, but I have got more carbohydrates in my Galaxy just because I need the more energy.
So health is always in mind, but your, I guess, consumption of carbohydrates and the quantity that relates to overall consumption of food is a little bit different depending upon what you're into.
Depends what I'm training for, yeah. I don't do bodybuilding anymore simply for the fact that I didn't like how I felt before a show. I was very drained, very tired. I was, you know, very lean and leaner than what most women can get down to on a regular basis. Whereas with the Galaxy, my body just came because of the training that I was doing. So I could consume the extra calories and I could consume the extra carbohydrates. And so for me, I found that I was feeling good before a Galaxy competition because I was so healthy and I was just such at a high level of athleticism. But not only did I eat good foods, but I had the best of the supplements that I was having as well. I made sure that I was getting my L-glutamine in. I made sure I was getting my HMB. I made sure I was getting my creatine in. And I was feeling so good that I was healthy. Whereas for the bodybuilding show, I wasn't really that healthy. Unfortunately, I learned, though.
Yeah, I think the bodybuilding lifestyle is great, but when you start competing, dehydrating, dieting, you know, you talked about not having any energy. That's very, very true, as opposed to being more of a functional athlete in track and field or competing in the Miss Galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Functional training is so much more fun, I found for myself, and it kept me, I mean, I'm going on to my third year doing the Galaxy Nova, and it's kept me interested, and it's made me a better person as well. It's kind of neat being almost 30 years old and and being an athlete and knowing that my best years are ahead of me. They're not behind me. The best athletes of the galaxy were the women in their 40s. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to the next 10 years or 20 or 30, because I know as I age, I'm going to become more knowledgeable. I'm going to get more fit. I'm going to learn more about eating. So therefore, I'm going to become healthier.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Now, what about core? How important is core training? What do you do for the core? How do you take care of your core region?
Core training, I do a lot of balance work. I'm working with foams. Foam on the floor. So I do a lot of balance there. Balance boards I work with. I also do, you know, not only abdominal work, crunches. That's probably not my number one thing. I don't really do a lot of crunches. My core training is more on a stability ball. Mm-hmm. So core training for me is a lot of balance work. Not so focused on actually the weight training. As much as I do the weight training, that's not my focus when I'm doing core training. I'm more doing balance work, essentially.
Is that a real weak area for a lot of people when they first start training, their core, their lower back?
Their core is the weakest point out of all of them, out of everything that I find, weaker than the arms, legs, and whatnot. Because what we do is most people is they're either working in an office or they're sitting on the couch and they're not using their abdominals or their core section, lower back, their midsection area. They're not using it in everyday activities. They're just sitting, and our nation seems to just all be sitting and not training their abdominals and lower back. So for me and my clientele, I make sure that when they come in, we do core training right away, right from the very beginning. May not be that advanced, but without a strong core, we can't really excel in the weight training. So that's very important.
Speaking of nation, what about our nation? What does the future hold for our nation? Are people starting to wake up and listen to the message?
50-50, I think, Corey. I think it's a little bit of both. We've got some people, like you and I, who are getting more information, or my clients or people that I just talk to in general, that are becoming more and more knowledgeable because there's information out there. And there's, you just have to look for it because of the the computer and the internet and whatnot. We can get the information. But on the other hand, that might be doing a damaging effect on us because there is computer. And how many people really want to get on there unless you're like us? How many people want to get on there and try to find out how to better themselves? I mean, it's kind of 50-50. So we have a lot of people sitting on the computers and maybe not getting out and being active. But then on the other hand, if you take that step and you want to better your life, you can get on the computer and get information, because there's so much information out there. So I think our nation is 50-50. I know so many people that are freaks about it. Health, 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 which I love. And I want to help more people like that. But on the other hand, I think there's a lot of people just sitting in front of the TV being couch potatoes. And hopefully we can reach them as well. So our nation is 50-50.
It looks good for you and I anyway, right?
Yeah, and that's great.
Well, guess what? We're out of time. It's been great having you as my special guest. Now, for those of our listeners who would like to ask Shelley a question or get to the magazine and learn about Vista, they have a great website, and that website is www.vistamagonline.com. That's VistaMagOnline.com. VistaMagOnline.com. So for the benefit of our listeners, Shelley, how would you like to leave us with some kind of motivational final words?
My suggestion for all of our listeners is education, knowledge, and balance, both balance spiritually, mentally, physically, and not, you know, get the knowledge out there and better your life. That'll help everyone around you, including your family, friends, and yourself. And that's it.
Great. Wonderful. Thanks a lot, Shelley, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Corey.
This concludes this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. We hope you have enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview. SNU is a division of Holly Health Services located in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada. For information regarding Corey's Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program distributed by the Canadian Health Food Association, his new health and fitness book series with Vista Publishing, or how you can subscribe to SNU, please visit our website at www.coreyhawley.com or call 604-522-2229. This is Lisa Hawley wishing you the very best of health and wellness for life.
Representing lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.